Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Collegiate Fellows is one of the programs Kansas Farm Bureau puts on, focused towards Collegiate Farm Bureau members. Collegiate Fellows has mentor pairing, a Washington, D.C. experience, and leadership and personal development. And to learn a little bit more about what is Collegiate Fellows, we are joined with Shelby Spryer, Agricultural and Communications Journalism student at K-State from Harvey County, and Patrick Biggs, Agricultural Economics student at K-State from Shawnee County, and myself, Shelby Varner, Agricultural Communications and Journalism student at K-State from Butler County. Patrick, to get us started, could you share about how you heard about Collegiate Fellows?
For those of you who don't know, Kansas Farm Bureau actually has a plethora of scholarship opportunities available for college students. And so I was on their website actually trying to figure out a little bit more about these scholarship opportunities, and I saw the Collegiate Fellows Program. So I did a little more digging into the Collegiate Fellows Program, and it really sounded like something that intrigued me, and so I decided to apply.
And Shelby, how did you hear about the program?
I was a part of Collegiate Farm Bureau at my JUCO, which was Hutchinson Community College, and my advisor had mentioned Collegiate Fellows, and he said that I should apply just to get to know more about it. And I wasn't raised in Farm Bureau, and my parents weren't members of it, so I wanted to learn more about it, and I figured this program was the perfect opportunity.
And I was at Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Conference, and the past cohort of Collegiate Fellows was presenting on what it was and why we should apply, and then a few years of COVID later, I had the opportunity to apply, and that's how we ended up here. But I chose to apply for Collegiate Fellows because I always love Kansas Farm Bureau and how they support not only the farmers and ranchers, but just all avenues of agriculture. And so I wanted to grow and develop to know how I could further support those. Why did you guys choose to apply?
Like I mentioned earlier, I hadn't grown up in Farm Bureau and I didn't know much about it, so I figured that this opportunity would be perfect for it, and that's why I applied. I also knew that there was a Washington, D.C. trip, and I wanted to further meet the other agricultural professionals in the industry, and I was really excited for that part, so that's another part of the reason why I applied.
Yeah, the Washington, D.C. trip and the mentor pairing program really caught my eye for a further networking experience that was something I thought could be beneficial for me in the future.
And so we've mentioned DC. We just recently got back from DC because we went over spring break. What was your favorite experience while in Washington, DC?
My favorite experience while we were in Washington, DC was probably the DC at dusk bus tour that we got to go on. So it was kind of in the evening when it was getting dark out, and we got to see all the monuments around DC. And we also got kind of sort of mini history lessons for each monument that we stopped at.
My favorite part of the trip was meeting with people in the Senate office and meeting with their staff, because I really enjoyed learning about what they were doing in DC. I don't hear about that much, and you can hear about it online or in articles, so hearing about it from them in person was a really cool experience. And I also enjoyed talking to the USDA Foreign Ag Service. I'd never heard of them before, and so getting to know what they do and how they impact us is really cool. My most favorite would have to be Animal Ag Alliance. I'd never heard of this place before, and getting to know that they're advocating for us and what they do is really cool.
My personal favorite part of the trip was we got to meet with a lobbyist who was originally from Kansas, Michael Torrey, and we just got to eat lunch with him, so have a really just a general conversation and get to learn more about him and kind of his experiences and kind of pick his brain and just gain more knowledge, not only in agriculture, but then also in politics and the workings of Washington, D.C., and I really enjoyed that. And then also, it was a great time to go up to the Farm Bureau offices in D.C. and go out on the roof and talk with the people who are working within Farm Bureau to create content that we're seeing practically every day. So I really enjoyed that part of it also. Being a Collegiate Fellow, you're also a part of Kansas Farm Bureau. And for Kansas Farm Bureau, three important things are advocacy, education, and service. And I feel like going on this trip to Washington, D.C., we really got to see all those things tie in together. We got to see people and learn more about how agriculture is being seen on the Hill, and then how people are working to support an industry that I know is important to the three of us here. Are there more ways that you see our trip to DC and just what we've been learning these past few months support as we grow more than likely within Kansas Farm Bureau.
I think that education really tied into the DC trip in particular because we were able to go around and meet with different staff from different congressmen and women, and we're able to learn their perspective and their views on things such as the Farm Bill and broadband, which are two important things to Farm Bureau right now in the policy and advocacy world. So I think us having the opportunity to learn more about these things was really insightful and a really positive experience for me.
One of the main goals of Collegiate Fellows is learning how to properly advocate. And since we are the growing up of agriculture and we are the ones who are going to be presenting it in the future generations, I think it's very important that we learn this. And I have learned this, and I'm sure that you two can attest for it. I've really enjoyed getting to know about the different ways that I can speak about agriculture and teach my fellow students and my friends just about general agriculture, because I feel like a lot of us don't know how to talk about agriculture, especially to people who don't know about it. And so through this experience, I've learned how to talk about it to people who don't necessarily know it or people who aren't necessarily interested in it. And getting to talk with the people in DC about the biggest factors that are happening right now was really interesting.
So we've talked about our experience in going to DC, and at the beginning I mentioned that we also have a mentor we get paired with based on our application and kind of what our preferences are and where we see our future taking us. Could you talk a little bit about your experience with your mentor?
I've really enjoyed getting to know my mentor. She's taught me how to talk through different interviews, and I've learned about how to work on my resume and work on my applications, which has been really beneficial to me. She's also taught me about the different ways of communication that I can do through agriculture, which is exactly what I want to do in the future. Getting tied directly to somebody in the industry that I want to go into has been really helpful.
Yeah, Shelby, I would agree with kind of what you were saying. A lot of my interests also align with my mentor's interests, and I think that's given us the opportunity to grow more kind of as a personal relationship more than a professional relationship. You know, we have advisors and stuff at school, and there's plenty of resources for us to, like, you know, take our resume somewhere or something like that. But I just kind of wanted to use this mentor pairing as someone to give me more life advice.
And my mentor I've been paired with as a senior, I've kind of started the navigation of what does my life look like after college. And, you know, just simply of like, how to show up to my interview and different questions like that of like, how did she navigate post-graduation? And so I've kind of had a mixture of both of yours, I would say. How am I going to do this? But then also, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to navigate each situation? And so I really enjoyed mine, and I'm happy that this is part of our experience and we get to develop both professionally and personally with that mentor and use it as something beneficial to hopefully encourage us into our future. We've done DC, we've done mentors, we meet monthly to work on professional and leadership development. And within that time, we've gotten to spend a fair amount of time together. What has been your favorite experience on being part of a Collegiate Fellow?
My favorite experience being a Collegiate Fellow would have to be just meeting all of you and meeting all of the people in Kansas Farm Bureau and even those in American Farm Bureau. Without this opportunity, I wouldn't have the job that I'm currently in. I wouldn't have a lot of the friends that I have too, because you guys have connected me with a lot of different people. I really love Kansas Farm Bureau and who they are and what they are, and this experience has really furthered that, so that's been my favorite part.
My favorite part would also have to be kind of that networking aspect. The DC trip alone, we were able to vastly widen our personal network and grow new relationships with people that we're able to reach out in the future to. If we ever need help with certain topics, we have those people kind of in our back pocket. If we ever need to reach out, we can just shoot them an email or even write them a letter or something, just asking them, you know, I need help with this. Would you be willing to work with me? And I'd bet 95% of the people, if not more, that we have met through this program would be willing to help us.
I agree with both of you. I really like the network that even just the three of us have gotten to build together, but also with our mentors, with Edie and Janae. It's just nice to also meet someone who's already kind of in their professional career, and they work to push us past our limits, whether it's professionally or in our leadership abilities or for myself personally, going to try a lot of different restaurants that I would never try before. And so they really tried to create a fulfilled experience for us, and that's something I really appreciated. and enjoyed. They're there to support us, but they're also going to encourage us to say, okay, but what else can you do? As we move on into our future, how do you see things you've done or we have accomplished in Collegiate Fellows supporting you into your future?
Yeah, so kind of like I was talking about before, if we ever need help with certain things, like for me, example, I'm an agricultural economics student. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, I can grow on and get help with and seek out people who have already done all these things that I'm trying to accomplish. And like I mentioned, this program was able to connect me with a ton of different people that cover a vast knowledge base. And so I definitely see myself reaching out to the lobbyist that you mentioned before, Michael Torrey. I feel like he would be a really good resource for me in the future.
Adding on top of what Patrick said, I definitely agree with the networking and having people there to help you out. For me personally, I learned how to talk with people the most. I know that sometimes talking about agriculture to people who don't know a lot about it can be hard. And through this experience, I've learned how to do that. I know I talked about that earlier, but that's really been the main thing for me. And I'm really excited that I can do that further in my future and in my career. Another part of it was learning how to have fun in agriculture. Sometimes you get so serious or sometimes it's too much fun, but learning how to balance that out and talk with people and have fun through your industry.
Patrick, you mentioned resources, and I think my favorite part about it was looking kind of at the resources we also already have. A portion of it was, who would your personal board of directors be? And that's something that has stuck with me. And I think being able to develop that and think about, okay, who's important to me, and I trust their opinions and their feedback on my life and what I'm doing, that's kind of, I think, will really build and help me into the future as I have to continue to make those choices moving forward in my life. If someone's thinking about applying, I feel like we've mentioned a lot of great things, but what would those final few words be to encourage them to apply?
I would say the things that we have covered in this group and the experiences that we've had, the connections we've made, is something that everyone should seek out within their industry. I feel like if you're in any aspect, not only ag econ and ag comm, you can be anything and have an interest in agriculture.
To anyone that's thinking about applying, 100% do it. And if you know anybody that's thinking about applying or maybe would be interested in it, tell them, because it's a great program and I really enjoyed it. And if you would have told me 4 years ago that I would be here sitting talking with you guys, I honestly would be shocked because I barely even knew what Farm Bureau was. And you don't even have to know about Farm Bureau. You could be first-time Collegiate Farm Bureau member and just wanting to go out and wanting to learn more about Farm Bureau, sign up.
I would agree with that. I think it's also, it further develops your knowledge of agriculture, but then also just how to navigate different things, whether it's biased news reporting, and you get to develop this network personally and professionally. And there's so many fun things. And I mean, I'd say we had a great time in DC between watching a National Hockey League game to sitting with staffers from Congress. There's such a wide variety of experiences that Kansas Farm Bureau supports you with. I think it's fully worth taking advantage of those things. Patrick, Shelby, thank you both so much for joining me today and talking about Collegiate Fellows.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you for having me.
That was K-State Agricultural Economics student Patrick Biggs from Shawnee County and K-State Agricultural Communications and Journalism student Shelby Spryer from Harvey County. While we are all from K-State, you do not need to be a K-State Collegiate Farm Bureau member to apply to become a Collegiate Fellow. You must, however, be a Collegiate Farm Bureau member at a chapter in Kansas, entering your sophomore, junior, or senior year of college in the fall, and have support from a chapter advisor and county board president. The programming for Collegiate Fellows begins in August and runs through May, and within that program, you'll have monthly meetings. The deadline to apply is April 1. If you would like more information about Collegiate Fellows, you can go to kfb.org and search for Collegiate Fellows. If you're looking for ways to keep up to date with programs and information coming from Kansas Farm Bureau, you can do so by signing up for our e-newsletter. You can do that by going to kfb.org/e-news. If you enjoyed the podcast, give it a like and share with others. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.